It plays a role similar to that substance known as phlogiston, once believed to be that principle or substance within inflammable things that enable them to burn. In the Discworld universe, then, there is narrativium. It is part of the spin of every atom, the drift of every cloud. It is what causes them to be what they are, and continue to exist and take part in the ongoing story of the world. On Roundworld, things happen because the things want to happen. In a manner of speaking, they happen because things obey the rules of the universe. A rock has no detectable opinion about gravity. What people want does not greatly figure in the scheme of things, and the universe isn't there to tell a story. With magic, you can turn a frog into a prince. With science, you can turn a frog into a PhD, and you still have the frog you started with. That's the conventional view of round-world science. It misses a lot of what actually makes science tick. Science doesn't just exist in the abstract. You could grind the universe into its component particles without finding a single trace of science. Science is a structure created and maintained by people, and people choose what interests them and what they consider to be significant, and quite often, they have thought narratively. Narrativium is powerful stuff. We have always had a drive to paint stories onto the universe.